Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Right now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. Greg Stebbins is here to talk about that Ashley Madison hack. And is that more sign of what's to come? We also have, well, the whole business about online dating and using this facility and how it works and does it work and all that sort of thing is part of our conversation. Greg is the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine, and as such sees and gets connected to all kinds of conversations along this line. So he'll give us the benefit of his expertise in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Are you tired of preparing food? Tired of cooking food for the entire family?
Lunch is ready. Come and get it.
After all, you're responsible for 21 meals a week.
Dinner is served.
What's the solution? Let your kids do it. Here's the developmental science of it. First off, kids want to help out in the kitchen, and most of the time we say no because it's easier to do it yourself than clean up the mess. But if you keep the recipes simple and avoid bizarre ingredients, kids enjoy learning about food.
And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does.
Also, make sure the recipes are age appropriate and start with foods that don't require heat or knives. This is a great way to teach healthy eating and start with washing your hands. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids will appreciate food more when they have a hand in preparing it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, 55 past the hour. Greg Stebbin is here. Focus on Ashley Madison. Most people know this is a website where you can cheat on your spouse. What a wonderful country, America.
So American.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the Ashley Madison website has been hacked. So I'm wondering how
by
this
Hillary
is different.
Bill's like, oh, no.
What to do? I love that site.
All right.
For 37 million people, this is a big...
Is it?
Because 37 million
people are lined up on this.
So hackers say they have some or all of the user data, which could include your name, your email address. That's the scariest part, your email address, because you could use a fake
name. No, it's not. They also have who you cheated on.
Well, thank you. I was getting to that. Who you cheated with and some of
your
fantasies. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of things you probably didn't want your coworkers, your boss, and your spouse to know.
What do they do with this? What is this? Is this for
how many politicians in D.C. you think are going, oh my God?
Under the circumstances, though, anybody? What is the benefit? Do you go to people and threaten them? Is it like ransom? What do you
do
with this?
I mean, there's lots of things you could do with it. What this particular set of hackers are asking for is they're asking for Ashley Madison to shut itself down.
Ah, they don't like so.
This is not about money.
This is some Christian conservative group that doesn't like the fag, or just somebody
that's
who's decent.
Awesome.
It could
hackers
be Ashley Madison. It could be Ashley Madison's competitor.
Well, we don't know.
I'm sure Ashley Madison's
competitor.
Well, I don't know, but I'm reading from the Ashley Madison site, and I know that Ashley Madison is the most famous name in infidelity and dating.
There you go.
They have an affair guarantee package. They guarantee you will find the perfect affair partner.
Really?
Sign up for
Jennifer. You signed up. Did you find the perfect affair partner?
Let's say
it
why.
Was Doug.
I signed up because Doug and I years ago had the owner of Ashley Madison, the creator of it, on the program, and I got into a huge argument with him on the air, and so I thought, well, let's see what this
is all
about.
He was kind of a jerk.
Oh my God, he was awful. Awful. Unapologetic and an awful human.
But what would you think about, this has nothing to do with the hacking, but what would you think about somebody who'd come up with this idea in the first
place?
Right.
Except he was actually worse than I suspected. And so I looked at the site before I went on the air with him because I wanted to know what it was all about. So I did sign up. But I didn't
put in
any
details. By the way, Jennifer, I'm looking at your profile here, and are you sure you wanted to say all that you have a very interesting life when you leave the show.
Well, thanks.
All right. So anyway, there's that. and maybe what it does is teach you all to be careful, not just about this, but anything that you do online is subject to being hacked. That's just the way it is.
Yes.
That's the warning.
That is the
always
lesson for all of us.
Always assume the information is public.
It's going to be public, right?
If you type it in, someone can get it out.
So our poll today at DougStephan.com asks, have you ever gotten into a relationship with somebody you met online, which is a whole different thing and a whole different discussion of how these web-based Match.com things work. A, yes, and it worked out great. B, yes, and it was a big mistake. C, not yet, but I've thought about it. D, no, I've never gotten involved with anybody I met only online. So, but there are lots of people who do.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.